hour down, 1 hour to go. Scheduled this hour, Max Griffin momentarily. Artem Lobov, big announcement from Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Ralph Garcia, World Class Fight League, who I will be judging. I turned you off.
You always turn me off.
I know. I'll be judging, which makes it a perfect segue into our next guest, who made me very happy, by the way.
He did.
Yeah, very happy. I was at the Super Bowl, covering the Super Bowl, and you forwarded a photo.
Greatest photo of all photos, maybe.
It was awesome. Let's welcome to the program. He is part of the Randy regime. Max, how are you?
What's up, guys? I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Like I said, I appreciate the photo. It truly meant a great deal to me. I was at the Super Bowl, and Matt sends me the photo of a photo you took with Nunez.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, awesome, awesome. So, you know, let's talk about the fight. A lot of controversy involved in this, and not necessarily to talk about the controversy unless you really want to. My question is, how do we fix it?
I'm really not sure, man. You know, I mean, there has to be something that can happen, you know, some kind of, I don't know, accountability, you know, for badge edging or for, from what I understand, because it was in Brazil, so nothing that can be done. But I mean, if I can get my win bonus on the back end, that would be cool. other than that, I'm not sure. Something has to happen. Maybe with the commissions or something. All fights, right? But fights that legitimately are scored wrong, there should be something that can be done.
Well, I think, you know, the biggest problem, or a very big part of the problem as a licensed judge in the state of Florida, is there's so many criteria. So I'm looking for one thing. Another judge is looking for something else. And when it's not a set in stone criteria, that's opening this up for even a bigger can of worms.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all I could do now is just finish everybody, you know? And no limit to the judges. That's all that is. I have to make that my goal and not fight Brazil again also.
I tried to pull up the scorecard. A, have you seen it? And B, do you know where the three judges are from?
The two that voted for him were from Brazil.
Okay.
The other guy, he was thrown in from the UK.
And he had me winning. Max, you fought in Fortaleza, is that right? Is that where the fight was?
Yes. Yeah. His hometown. I mean, even after the fight, I talked to Thiago, and he's like, yeah, we didn't win that one. We're in Fortaleza. And then his coach, Mike Brown. We had a lot of fun.
I mean, isn't there a solution? Couldn't we like do somewhere like you tentatively give a raised hand for who you think is a winner, and then like count actual strikes and then declare a winner? Like, why do they have to announce it so fast? Like, why can't they make these judges accountable, you know, after the fact, and then
good
it's
job.
Official?
Max already said that. Thanks for repeating what he said.
Well, I wasn't listening.
you knew you heard it somewhere.
I know it's accountable, but I just mean, like, why do they have to call the winner right in the octagon? Why do they just say, you know, like, make it official?
I don't know. I mean, even on the fight cards, if you watch the cards, the second round, I let him get back in the fight. You know, he had the card behind him. But even in that, he had 48 strikes landed. I had 47. And my ratio was 89% accuracy. He had, like, 50. So he threw more, and, you know, you give him that round, for sure. I'll give you that round. But even through now, I have 3 takedowns, almost 4 minutes of ground control. You know, and I outstruck him, if you look at the numbers. Right. So I don't know, you know. I think it's a fight where it's a takedown away from a win. If you're tied going into the third, and you get taken down, you lost. That's just kind of how it goes, and you know that. You know that fight going into that round that, hey, it's close, man. Don't get taken down. And it's, you know, I'll take you down a few times. Hey, you know what it is. I mean, I spoke to McMaynard, Sean Shelby, everyone. They all said, you know, they had me winning that one. So it's kind of a weird feeling, you know. They're like, did I win? you know, I feel like a complainer, like I'm bitching or something. Saying, oh, I really want, you know, people ask me to win. Yeah, but it's kind of a, puts me in a weird place, you know, but I'm happy with my performance. I'm happy with what I can do in there. I'm a lot more comfortable. Have some things to work on, but I want to get back in there ASAP, man. I don't want to wait 6 months. I want to wait a month and get in there.
With the UFC and Sean Shelby and everybody saying what they said, do you think they will get you in quicker, you know, than waiting the typical length?
I hope. Like I said, I spoke to Mick Maynard that night at the hotel after the fight. I told him exactly how I feel. He told me how he feels. And then I texted Sean, and he said, yeah, I had you winning that fight as well, the fight. And I said, hey, I want to get in next month. Is there something short notice or a guy that gets hurt? So I'm healthy, you know, and I just want to fight. I got some shit to prove. I just got to lay these guys down, man. And I'm actually comfortable in there now. I'm not stiff and rigid. I feel good. And I'm just getting better every fight. And I want to get in there and prove this shit.
It definitely has to be a bad taste that you can't get out, you know, especially when, you know, everybody that I've talked to, and I'm sure everybody that you've talked to had you as winning. I mean, how do you move past it? I mean, how do you block something out, whether it's this or really anything else? You know, how do you forget something like this?
It's tough, man. People said, oh, you sound like you're crazy on your post. It's like, I'm going through it, you know? You know, I'm trying to find out ways I could have done better, which I always do. But you're like, no, you're acting like you lost. Well, I really won, you know, but, you know, that's why I want to fight again. I can't just sit here on this feeling. I got to get in there and handle it. That'll help me just to get out there and fight. Even, you know, maybe get a bigger locker room bonus, maybe get my fight. It's not even a bonus. It's my win money that I want. You know, it's, for me, that someone could do you like that, this is my livelihood now. It's not, you know, I fight on the side. Like, this is my job. So I feel like if I work and improve the job, then I should get my win money, you know? Hello?
Yeah, we're back. Matt hasn't paid his internet bill.
The cable's not long enough.
So we're Skyping back to the station and pay your bill. Well, anyway, as always, thank you for everything that you have done for us and here at Knockout Radio. As soon as you know anything, you know, about the next fight, we want to broadcast from there. We want to get you on leading up to. And you need to get back in town so you can make some more pizza.
Please, I'll be there, or I'll be at least in Orlando on the day I told you that Thursday, Friday.
Oh, that's right, and we're going to meet up there.
Do lunch?
Yeah, let's do lunch up in Orlando for sure.
So, yeah, it's the week of the 18th. I'll be there.
So, I will holler at.
Okay.
No, you're going to go where?
The Fusion XL. While I'm out there a little bit. Mike Perry's old place. So.
Oh, okay.
We'll see if he's up there. I talked to his coaches, Julian, Philly Fresh. I'll be up there. So we'll see if he slides through and makes an appearance.
Let's definitely connect. I'll give you a call after the show.
Okay.
All right, Max. Thanks a lot. Max Griffin, awesome. Good stuff, you know, for sure. Straight from California, we're headed across the big pond.
Are we?
It was breaking news. I thought it was going to be closer to breaking on this show, okay. But somehow it leaked out. Let's welcome to the program the newest BKFC fighter, Artem Lobov. Artem, how are you?
Oh, man. A lot of losses on this program. Like our signal. This connection to the studio.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll get them back.
That's the risk you run in running live radio that's and why we satellite can't, yeah, locations.
We're going to have to move this to, I don't know, a back, bigger studio.
Yeah, well, go back to the mothership.
It's a long drive.
It is.
You know, I barely, oh yeah, here it says now. I barely want to drive as close as it is. Literally, I live right behind this, you know, facility.
You do. And I live in it, so it's very convenient for me.
But yeah, no, Max is coming up to Orlando next week.
That's awesome.
And I'll be in Orlando next week.
All right, let's go.
What's this we stuff?
I'll drive.
All of a sudden, you're French.
I'm your driver. Like, you can't go anywhere without me. I need to, I'm your protection.
I don't know about bodyguard. I'm still pretty fast.
Are you?
Yeah. I am.
What are you fast at, aging?
Oh, my God. No. killing me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But no, I mean, I think that going back to the Max Griffin thing, I think the judges, you know, you have the referee in the octagon that can stop a fight early, as Sam Alvey, in Australia this week. And, you know, and then if it does,
where do you stand on the Sam Alvey fight? Now, Goddard has come out and said, you know, that he didn't see Sam.
And he doesn't have the benefit of slow motion replay, and he doesn't have the, after the fact, to go back and watch. And those strikes that he was laying down on Alvey, he was blocking him with his arm, but you couldn't really see it. I mean, from the angle and from that side of the where it's coming down. So, I mean, you know, his job is to protect both fighters, you know, at all times. And, you know, if he thought that Sam was defenseless or those were actually landing shots.
Well, yeah, if you don't see the thumbs up, that's part. If you don't see that all but maybe two of the punches got through. Now, like he said, you know, looking back, which, you know, I've always said this. Do you admit when you're wrong? Doesn't that make it even worse?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Or do you give the guy credit for admitting that I didn't see the thumbs up and I didn't have the luxury of replay to see that most of those, you know, punches missed?
I mean, maybe that's why you need two referees in the octagon.
Maybe you could have the two referees fight the two fighters.
Hey, look, if they all die in the octagon, then I'm taking the Bella twins. See? It all comes back to, like, the twins being
you do know
alone.
What's Sunday, right, in wrestling, in the wrestling world?
That, I don't know.
The women's tag team title. It's the first time ever. How is this the first time they've ever had a tag team title?
What?
They have a tag team title for the dudes.
Huh.
Why can't they have them for the twins?
Mind-blowing.
Just throwing you a little.
I'll find out tomorrow when I'm at the taping of
I would go out,
Total Divas.
I would go out and hang out with you, but I'm not.
Come on. It'd be fun.
It would be fun if it was 8 in the morning, but not 4 in the afternoon with this traffic.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, the traffic mess you up.
All right, so Artem got disconnected.
Okay.
Because his server is a lot like your server, and hopefully he'll call back. Now, he's across the pond, so it's like, what, 7 in the morning?
Where is he at? Ireland?
I think he's in Ireland.
Is he? That's McGregor's boy.
Yeah, I can't take you to Ireland.
Why?
Because I can't.
What do you mean? I'm Irish.
Oh, now you're Irish.
Sorry. I mean, the last name says I'm Irish or Scottish or something.
What's your last name?
McClellan.
Oh, I thought it was McGregor.
But that's my twin brother. No. So I've never been to Ireland. I think it'd be awesome to go. We can go drink some, what's his whiskey company that they call it? What's McGregor's whiskey? Proper 12? So we can go drink some Proper 12, and we can get some mischief over there. You went to the UFC in Dublin.
I did.
How amazing was that?
I mean, it was awesome.
Like, well, let me ask you a question. You've traveled a lot with the UFC. You've done a lot of things. Like, how important is venue, city, location in your decision on which ones you attend? Because you can't go to all.
Me personally?
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, location. You know, and I don't know 1, 2, 2, 1. Location card. 3, have I been there before? 4, do I want to go back?
Right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I'm going to Philadelphia. I don't even know the card.
Right, because it's your hometown.
Just so I can eat Scrapple every day.
It's your hometown.
I'm going to stay in a dump that I've stayed at before so that I can afford more Scrapple because there's a diner right across the street.
You going to run up the steps to Rocky?
I always do.
Hey.
Yeah. Cool. I always sit next to the statue. It's the same photo. I'm probably in the same shirt, too, right. but I have to do it again.
No, this time you're in an 8-man strong shirt.
You know, there's a jail in downtown Philly.
Really?
There is a jail there. I mean, a former jail. I mean, it's not active anymore, but yeah.
Andy Griffith kind of jail, like an old school?
No, this is, who's the mafia guy from Chicago?
Gotti? No, not Gotti.
No.
Al Capone?
Al Capone, you know, was there.
Yeah.
All right, and if we don't get to the phone, you're going to end up, you know, where you don't want to be. Let's welcome from Ireland, after the big news, the new BKFC signing. Artem, how are you?
How's things, guys? I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you for your time. Talk about the decision that went into signing with David Feldman and BKFC.
You know, they've been on my radar for quite some time now, and I love their fights. You know, this is as real as it gets. you know, bare knuckle. A lot of people kind of think, oh, bare knuckle, you know, but if you actually look a little bit closer into the sport, it is actually a very technical sport, because what you don't realize is that when you're not protecting your hands with anything, any shot that doesn't land correctly could mean end of the fight for you. You know, you break your hands, and that's it. You can't punch anymore, and it's a bare knuckle boxing. So if you don't have one hand, you only have one hand, no legs or anything. So it is a very, very technical striking match for those that actually understand what's going on. And for me, it was really a no-brainer. You know, if you look at my fights, I have fought some of the best guys in the world. You know, I was main event for UFC. I was co-main. I did it all, really. And the only reason I ever lost my fights was because of the wrestlers would lay on top of me watching the clock. Well, guess what? No more that. It's about to go down. I'm going to light these motherfuckers up.
Well, this is FCC. We can't talk that way. So I had to warn you. No, it's okay. It's all good. I've been to, I think, three of the four bare-knuckle fighting championships so far, and I've pretty much said a lot of the things that you have said. It is exciting. You know, two guys get up, and, you know, they call toe to the line. You get to the line, and you fight, and I really like that. And like you said, most people don't realize that you have to pick and choose where you're throwing, what kind of shots you're throwing. So I'm looking forward to it, but... The question that I want to ask you, how much more exciting, yes, it's the sport that you want to get involved in, but how much more exciting is it to get with an organization run by David Feldman on the ground floor and help build this thing up to what I believe Bare Knuckle FC can become?
It's incredible. You know, it's always good to be at the start of something. I mean, you know, I wish I was there in 1993 when UFC was starting. I wasn't, but I am here now, and I want to see Bare Knuckle to get all the success they can, because they have everything needed for that. It's exciting, it's real fights, and what else can you ask for?
You know, taking that, what you just said, I was around, you know, covering the UFC when it first started. And, you know, as the MMA and as the UFC got bigger, you know, it kind of changed. You know, we used to go and we'd talk to the fighters, and they would sit around in the lobby, or they'd sit around the bar, they'd talk to the fans. And that's what BKFC is doing as well. It's kind of old school. It's kind of family run. It's kind of for the fans. And I think, you know, that says a lot about the sport and what you're going to bring to the sport as well.
Absolutely. And what I really like about them, if you kind of take back to the early days of MMA, early days, it was built by exciting guys. You know, boring guys like Ben Askren and all those wrestlers that just lay on top of you, they would have never made it back then. You know, the sport was built by exciting guys. And now it's gotten so big that there was an opportunity for boring guys to make money. But I hate that, you know, because that's like robbing the fans. So what we do at Bare Knuckle now, we take all the most exciting guys, separate them from all these boring guys, and put on real fights for our fans. And it's going to be a great show, as always, when the Russian camera is on.
I've talked about this with David Feldman, and I don't know if you're aware of this. When they had the heavyweight title fight, I've never seen the owner of an organization jump on top of the ring and start screaming at both fighters about, you're fighting for the belt. Of course, this is FCC, so I can't say every word that he said. But he's yelling at the fighters to make this exciting. And I love the passion of that, to make these fights what it needs to be to help take it where it needs to go.
Absolutely. This is a must-have. You know, the owner of the organization, the promoter, he must be a fan himself. And this is something, you know, many people don't like Dana or whatever, but there's one thing you cannot take away from him, is that he was always a huge fan of the fights. And I see the same with David. So, you know, I predict huge things for this organization.
All right, so it's been not only reported, it leaked out before you were on the program, that you have signed with BKFC, but it's also that April 20th will be the first fight in the organization. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Anything you know about
fighting? Yeah, I'm going to be fighting Jason Knight, but April 20th, he's going to be known as Knight Jason.
That's awesome. Do you need to know anything about him? You know, or is it you're coming to the line, he's coming to the line, he has to deal with you?
Funny enough, I actually do know a lot about him because he also comes from the UFC. He was actually a top 10 featherweight at some point in the UFC. And for me, for so many years, it was so frustrating. You know, I'd be lighting the guy up. I'd be absolutely destroying him. Then he takes me down, lays on top of me, watching the clock, and then they win fights. And actually, Jason was never known as the boring fighter, but he always used kind of wrestling to try and win fights. That was a big thing for him. So what is he going to do April 20th when he can't take me down, when he can't cuddle up? He just has to fight man to man, fist to fist, knuckles to knuckles. No chance. He hasn't got no chance. His jaw will be broken. And like I said, it's night-night Jason.
What can you do? Is there such a thing as strengthening your knuckles, or do you just have to be very careful when you throw a punch?
Well, there probably is, but it's not something I have to worry about. I've never wrapped my hands in my life. Even every time I'd have wars with the commission in the back before my fights because they want to make me wrap my hands, and I don't want to wrap my hands. Why would I wrap these hammers? Wrapping my hands does just make it softer for my opponent. I want them bare, and I want them to feel every single bone of my knuckle. I want them to feel the power. Very, very few fighters have the kind of power that I possess. And none of them have as strong of a chin as I have. So I truly look forward to being in the sport now where I can show people the true skill that I possess. Because for a long time in MMA, I had to hold myself back because there's takedowns, you close the distance too soon, you show too many shots, and next thing you know, the guy's cuddling you up, you know, he's trying to take you down. No more of this. Now you get to see my true potential. You get to see my true firing power and everything I got to bring there.
The only problem, Artem, for having you on the program right now is now I'm too psyched and looking forward to the 20th, and it's 2 months yeah. away.
I'm jacked up. I want to go.
Exactly. So can you imagine what it would be like watching me fight when I don't have to worry about takedowns, but I don't have to worry about this? Can you imagine that? Answer me that, please. Can you?
I have to be honest with you, I don't have to imagine it. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there ringside for the fight, and I can't
wait.
That's
exactly. I was going to tell you and every single listener to the show, you don't have to imagine. Tune in April 20th, live on pay-per-view.
The internet connect. As we all do.
Artem, you there?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Before I let you go, we want to send you a thank you package. So what we're going to do, it's from 8 Man Strong. Instead of sending it overseas, just tell me what size shirt and shorts you wear, and I'm going to bring you a package of 8 Man Strong swag for coming on the program today.
That sounds good to me. Thank you so much. And for me, as a present to you guys, April 20th, I'm going to give you Jason Knight's broken jaw as a present, okay?
there you go. Let me put you back on hold real quick. If they can do that back at the main studio, and you can just get me the sizes, and then I'm going to personally bring the package to Artem on April 20th. I'm looking forward to it. And we get Jason's jaw. And we can put it with the shoe that you have from the race. And the ball from your favorite baseball player.
Don't forget my second place media trophy.
How do you still display that? How do you display that? You know, Artem was supposed to be on the show from Brooklyn. And I was bummed. I'd never met him before. Obviously, I knew about him. But having him on now, I can't wait for April 20th. I'm not going to get the Rugged Maniac.
And I'm not going to be the Rugged Maniac either. I'm going with you. We're going to need somebody to step up. Shane? Eric?
Who invited you?
I'm just going.
Oh, okay.
I'll buy a ticket all for right. that. Okay. I'll pay money for that.
Okay, no, you're going to.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll take a credential, but if I had to pay for it.
Yeah, you'll pay for it.
How about this? How about, like, there's, like, in Brooklyn, if I'll knock on the door to the arena and then you just let me in.
That ain't happening.
Like McGregor slipped through.
That ain't happening.
No?
No.
You didn't let McGregor answer. You're not going to let me in?
I'm not letting you anything. Matter of fact, I'm not going to let you finish the program. I think I'm booting you off as of right now. So what better time? You're out of here. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. We are sponsored by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back, and we'll talk World Class Fight Live with Ralph Garcia.
Free season, they go on and ride. Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anna Proof's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Amalie Arena March 21st through 24th.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Party like a pirate at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Open weekends February 16th through March 31st. Discount coupons available at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Discount tickets available at Circle K and BayAreaRenFest.com.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone.
And I'm here with the man, Randy Harris.
Why am I the man?
What's your nickname? What do they call you?
What?
Didn't you have a nickname last week?
I've never had a nickname.
No?
No.
I thought somebody gave you a nickname last week. I thought it was like...
Last week we did it from the...
Lomas Brown or somebody.
No, Lomas Brown was the Monster Jam Man.
That's what it is. Randy the Monster Jam Man.
I don't know where he came up with that.
20 years ago he came up with that.
Yeah.
Because that liner is not new.
No, that liner is from 02, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's, what'd you say, 20 years? So it's not 20, but yeah. It's 17 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Long time ago. Well, how about Artem?
That energy, man. Right? Like that fire is bringing to the
I'm looking
knuckle.
Forward to it. It's you know, and unless, you know, Grossman calls in and gets me just as excited to stay for the Rugged Maniac, I might have to pass. And I really want to do it. I truly do.
Yeah. But I mean, this is the I'm excited.
Honestly, I enjoy BKFC. I truly do. And I've talked about it numerous times, and I just did it with Artem again. When Dave Feldman got up on the outside of the ring, the squared circle, and is screaming, I mean screaming, I loved it.
Yeah.
The passion. You know, he has a lot on the line.
Sure. Of course.
And the passion, you know, that he has, I thought was definitely outstanding. All right. Real quickly, and then we'll get back. Real quickly, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers released Vinnie Curry.
How do you feel about that?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. it appears they're going to franchise tag Donovan Smith.
Okay.
I like that because I need Donovan around because we're going to be doing some things next year.
Okay. All right.
And it appears the Baltimore Ravens.
I think Elway's been
trading Flacco.
The donkey's like not right in the head. What's he doing? Why is he bringing Flacco or Flappo or?
Well, look what happened when he brought the last Flacco over. It was Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. Do you think Flacco's the answer in Denver?
What's the question? Frankie Edgar.
Can he win?
No. It's not really even about the quarterback.
All right, it's the system.
It's the system. It's the
head coach.
The head coach, which is a brand new coach. It's the line. It's the receivers. It's this. It's that.
The only way Flacco's winning the Super Bowl is if he goes to New England. he's just a backup to Brady. That's it. The only time he's getting a ring.
Do the Patriots even have a backup quarterback?
Brady's left hand.
I don't know if they do.
No, it's Brady's right hand is the starting.
See, I think what they ought to do is not have a backup, and then if he gets hurt, you throw the towel in, or you let Edelman or somebody run the show, kind of like Tweeter from Varsity Blues. Have you ever seen Varsity Blues?
I have once.
Varsity Blues was great.
You don't watch a lot of movies. I'm surprised you watched that one.
I'm surprised I did too.
I watched the Warrior movie the other day. You remember that movie?
Well, no, which is
it's like Nick Nolte and it's like the fighting combat movie where.
Just so you know, this was before your time, so I can't really even hammer you about this.
Okay.
Back when we were broadcasting in Bubba's studio, Nick Nolte was on.
Oh,
we
really?
Interviewed Nick Nolte. Wow. And everybody was in the studio listening to Nick Nolte.
Wow.
And it was about the way you expected it.
Okay.
A train wreck. All right, so what about the movie Warrior?
No, it was a fantasy movie, right? It was obviously as all.
It was two brothers that fought.
It was two brothers and they're fighting.
It's MMA. More real than you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Shout out to Sam. No, they fought.
And what's Sam got to do with this?
What's your brother?
I have more than one brother.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true. But they fought in a tournament style, Ultimate Fighting Championship tournament style. And it was commentated on ESPN. It was like this whole fantasy thing about being ESPN analyst. And Rashad Evans was in it. And they did a tribute to Mask, obviously, from Tap Out. And so it was pretty cool. I had never seen the movie, but I watched it the other day.
I've seen it. I didn't remember the Mask thing.
It was a tribute to him. Yeah, he wasn't in it.
Oh, at the end.
But they did a tribute to him. And they had Punk Ass and Scrape in it. And
Dan's a good guy. Tim's a good dude.
What are they doing now? Are they still part of the fighting world? Like, are they still, they're not doing any of it?
Yeah. No? Nothing. I know Punk Ass has moved on to do some other things, as has Scrape. I'm going to be covering, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Toy-Con and a Comic-Con.
Okay.
In Las Vegas in 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah. We've reached out to Eric Estrada, whatever Wilcox's first name is. It was the two guys in Chips.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It was Ponch and...
Yeah, Fonz or whatever.
No, Fonz was Happy Days. He's such an idiot. You know the whole story? Hey. You know the thing about Fonz was he was just supposed to be a fill-in once in a while.
Okay.
And then it just took off. And probably one of the most iconic characters. Tell me anybody else that's as iconic as the Fonz.
Hulk Hogan.
I'm going to say no.
No?
No.
All right.
First of all, Hulk Hogan's not a character.
He
thinks he is.
He is a character.
He is a character.
Man. Yeah, no. I mean, Fonz is a legend.
I had dinner once with Anson Williams. Do you know who Anson Williams is? Potsy.
The paint company?
No, Potsy.
I don't know.
From Happy Days.
Oh, okay.
And we talked about some things. And I won't say a name because I don't want to be sued and my attorney is no longer my attorney. So we're at this function at the Ted Williams dedication up in Hernando County or whatever. And so Anson's like, hey, you see that guy over there? It's a Hall of Famer. He goes, I really need to go get an autograph for him of him for my daughter.
Okay.
And I said, Anson, he's not a very nice guy. I mean, he's not. And I start telling him stories and, you know, how I know this. And he goes, well, the hell with it then. He goes, that it was in our contract that we signed autographs and that we played softball and, you know, that we were very fan friendly with Henry Winkler and Richie Cunningham, Ron Howard,
right,
and Anson and Ralph. What was Ralph's? Well, that was his show name, right? Ralph Mouth. I can't even think of what his real name was. So he was directing, Anson was directing Sequest, which a friend of mine was the assistant director, and I was in Sequest, by the way.
Were you really?
I was in the open of Sequest.
What?
When we have time at some point, I'll tell you how the open went down, but I am in the open. Donnie Most was Donnie Ralph Mouth. Thank you back at the mothership.
Nice.
So he starts telling me all this story, and, well, they get a call. We're going to spend the night in Ted Williams' house. Okay, that's how big this thing was.
Wow.
Not because it was me, it's because I was there with Anson Williams, and he hated going by Potsy. So they get up to leave because they got called that they had to go back to Orlando. And this particular baseball player runs over tables. He looked like O.J. Simpson in the airport, jumping over tables to get a photo with Anson. And so he looks at me, kind of smirks like, I thought you told me this guy was, you know, not a nice guy.
Right.
And I said, I'm not Anson Williams. I'm not Potsy. To the general public, he's not a nice guy. The night before this event, the Saturday is for the autograph sessions, and it was, you know, where you paid all the money and you know, you got the autographs. It's where I met Muhammad Ali.
Oh, nice.
I brought Michael Bolton there on a Friday night at this event and asked him to sign a base. And it's because it's Anson. You know, it's Potsy. You know, right. It certainly isn't me. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. When we come back, we're going to reach out to Ralph Garcia. He is the president, CEO, trash collector, empties the trash, trainer, everything over at World Class Fight League. Big event coming up next Saturday. I will be there cateside judging.
Well, when you stayed in the house, was the head still there?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Center.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack, boom, bam. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anna Proof's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice,
presents Dare to Dream.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Amalie Arena March 21st through 24th.
Party like a pirate at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Open weekends February 16th through March 31st. Discount coupons available at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Discount tickets available at Circle K and BayAreaRenFest.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC Heavyweight Champion of the World, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby! Good night.
I thought he was done.
Greatest liner.
You know, he was doing the liner, and I thought he was done when he went, bam. So I started to pull, you know, the mic away, and that's when he goes, good night. I'm like, God, that would have been a perfect ending. But
night, night, like Artem said, night, night.
Well, he said more than that, but
that's true.
Bronze Bomber, definitely good stuff. So that's April 20th when Artem gets back into the squared circle. I'm looking forward to it. We will be there. At least I will. You're staying to run the Rugged Maniac, or Shane's not going to run. Sean's running it. All the whole team will be there. I won't be. I'm going to head to Biloxi to cover. I'm taking it for the team.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're going to the buffet for the team, too, right?
That buffet wasn't bad. And they had some guy sitting outside. If you filled out a thing, they gave you three free buffets.
Okay.
So I ate the night dinner, the seafood stuff. It was awesome.
But why Biloxi? Why is Biloxi the place to have it?
I couldn't tell you, but you don't want to mess around because there's a black belt on the phone right now.
Uh-oh.
If you continue to talk, I'm going to let Ralph... I don't know, have 5 minutes with you. So next Saturday, WCFL, I believe it's 20 Tree, that is. Ralph Garcia, how are you?
Hey, Randy, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Appreciate your time. Another event right around the corner. You know, I've said this publicly, it is my favorite event to come to. It's my only event that I really want to ever judge for. The way it's run, the way you run it, the fights that you put on. Talk about what we can expect next Saturday.
Man, I got a 20 fight bout card. We have 17 MMA fights and 3 kickboxing matches. Those are teens and kids. But I'm excited. A lot of WCFL veterans coming back. A lot of guys on the verge of going pro. Maybe after this next fight. So all I do, you know, Randy, I set a platform up for these guys to perform, to get them ready to go to professional level.
You know, one of the things that I like most about WCFL, as do a lot of the fans that come out and they tell me this all the time, there's no lull time. You know, there's a fight, there's another fight, there's another fight, literally one after another. You go to a lot of organizations, there's a fight, there's a 20-minute intermission. There's a fight, there's a 30-minute intermission. You don't do that, and that's how you're able to get so many fights in and give the crowds what they're paying for.
Yeah, I have a good team, man. I've been fortunate. We've been around. This is going to be our 7th year. And I had a good team that we built up over the years, and everybody stayed loyal to me, and everybody knows their place, man. And I just love doing these events here in Tampa and having the crowds come out. You know, we have from kids all the way to older folk that come out to our shows and have a great time. It's just the atmosphere. And like you said, the fights go back to back, so there's no downtime. You go from one thing to the next. You keep that excitement, that energy going, where a lot of times you go to shows, they do one fight, 20, 30 minutes later, you got another one. The crowd's dead by that point. People are like, man, I just want to go home. This is boring.
I appreciate you throwing me a bone there and say from kids all to us older people. Thanks for including me in that.
You're in the in-between.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Who are some of the fighters that the fans should look forward to seeing?
Our main event for this one, Ben Zapata, he won the 155 WCFL title last show. So he's coming back to defend it, and he's got a tough opponent from Highlander MMA, trains with Mike Giannis, named Eric Ortiz. So that's going to be a good fight. Both those guys explained to me how they're going to win the fight. So it just depends who can oppose their will and the other guy.
And give me a couple other names for the fans to.
Always we're known for our female fights. We've built up a lot of girls over the years that have gone to Invicta, that have gone to UFC and Bellator. But for this card, Nadia is coming back. Nadia Thi. She's the Hollywood. She always comes out throwing bombs. We call her World Star because she just likes to get punched and throw punches back. She's fighting Claudia Zamora from down south, 3-0. Really hyped up girl. She's been finishing all her opponents. It's going to be a big test for her. I'm flying in from my buddy James Gray School, Scorpion Fighting Systems. They have a bunch of girls all over in all the organizations. He's got a girl named Peyton Becky. She's coming down. She's going to fight one of my girls, Jordan Orega. And this is Jordan's first fight back in over a year from injury and stuff. So I'm excited about that. Both these girls are about 20, 21 years old. And they both have maybe about 2 amateur fights, and they're both hungry to get out there and get their amateur fights in, get that experience, and make it to the next level.
You know, we're 10 days away. It's next Saturday. It's over in Tampa at the brand-new facility, the Boys and Girls Club. 10 days out. Normally, you're sold out by now. Are there some tickets still available?
Yeah, there's some tickets. You can still get tickets at worldclassfightleague.com, and it's going to be at the Jewish Glazer Jewish Center, which is downtown on Howard.
Okay, that's the new facility. Is it still considered the Boys and Girls Club, or now once fully?
It's just the Jewish Center. They call it, the Glazers own it, but it's the Glazer Jewish Center. It used to be the Armory. I can't remember the Fort Hester yep. Armory.
Armory. It's where Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair used to be every Tuesday night. I remember it. That was my childhood. So once they closed it, they moved it from one iconic facility to another, and you guys moved over there, World Class Fight League, and the facility is awesome. The organization is awesome. I'm looking forward to next Saturday, Ralph.
Yeah, and people, if you can't get your tickets online, we still have tickets at the door. You can always get your general admission tickets. VIP and tables usually sell out by next week, but we still have general admission tickets at the door.
Who, if you can answer this off the top of your head, just so that we can kind of mention some of the people that have tables there. You know, they're involved. They're helping you put this event on. Any of the names that you can mention that'll be there in tables?
Yeah, ma'am. Sponsors-wise, I have a new sponsor came aboard with us called Inspired Chef Popcorn, a lady named Lisette and Ramirez. She came aboard, and I have Anthony Gonzalez, Birding Gonzalez Law Firm. They're always there. They always have a table. Anywhere Transport, they're always there. They buy 2 tables. Scores, Gentlemen's Club, that's where the after party is. They're always there in full force and supporting our show. Then just like the different fighters have family members that buy the tables because they're the best seat in the house. You sit 6 to 7 people comfortably. You got your own waitress. Every table, if you drink, comes with a bottle. So it's always a good time. It's a good family atmosphere. Our DJ Tommy Hu, has the lights going on, playing the music, keeping the energy flow going. So I'm excited about next Saturday, Randy.
You know, and the other thing to mention, you know, I could keep you on forever, but, you know, I want to bring this up. When you go to a lot of events like this, you're always looking over your shoulder. You're always worried what's going to happen. You take it to a whole new extreme. There's security there, not that you need it, but it's there so that whether you bring your 6-year-old or your 60-year-old, you know, that you can feel comfortable and have a great, enjoyable evening.
Yes, we have my buddy Lenny's company, Executive Protection Agency. A security company based out of here, but he goes all over the world, you know, doing security for different events. He did the Bollywood when they were here. So we've been using Lenny for about 6 years now, him and his crew. I always have about 10 security guys with him, and then we have 2 off-duty Tampa PD always there too. So we usually don't run into any kind of trouble there. We wand everybody at the door, so no guns, no knives, nothing's going to come into the building.
Just those legal weapons that are inside the cage. Ralph, as always, thank you for your time. World Class Fight League, it is next Saturday night. Be there, be square. Looking forward to it. Ralph, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. See you, Randy.
Take care. That is Ralph Garcia. He is the head guy.
The man.
Well, I thought Becky Lynch was the man.
I don't know who that is.
It's a wrestler. That's her thing. She's the man.
So I'll find out tomorrow.
So, well, no, you're going to see the Divas. I don't think Becky Lynch is there. No.
It's a female wrestler.
Oh, my God. I'm going to slap you.
Was Flair's daughter named Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Well, maybe she'll be there.
So, you see the photo I just put up with Charlotte? That,
Is that a top five of all time? Pictures with famous people?
I'm going to say maybe top 10.
What's your number one?
He's the president of the United States.
Oh.
It has to be, whether you like him or not.
You got a picture with the Trumps or NATO?
I do. It was at an affliction event in California.
Really?
Yeah. And it was one of the most unprofessional things I did. And I turned to Sean and said, I don't care. And I went in the cage and got a photo with Donald Trump.
Wow.
Now, this was like 10 years ago, eight years ago. Sure. Tim Sylvia, I believe, fought that night against a Fedor.
Wow.
But, you know, Charlotte, to me, is the greatest female wrestler of all time.
Okay.
I just think phenomenal. So Becky Lynch goes by the man. She says she's the man.
Okay.
She wears a shirt that says the man. Right. So Becky Lynch slaps Stephanie McMahon a week or two ago.
Okay.
Well, no, and I'm telling you this because it's really funny. I found it very, very humorous. So, you know, she has to apologize. So I don't even know if she did or she didn't. Well, Mr. McMahon came out, okay. Vince McMahon, and he goes, "You go by the man. I am the man." You know, and that strut that Conor McGregor does. It's not Conor McGregor.
That's Vince McMahon.
That's Vince McMahon.
And he is the man. Like, that is the man.
Just slightly.
It's awesome. So you're a judge this event next Saturday?
I am a judge next Saturday.
Do you have an extra spot? I'll judge.
No.
There's like how many sides of the cage? You need eyes on all sides.
Yeah, but A, you're not qualified.
These eyes, I got LASIK. I can like eagle eye.
One, you're not licensed. B, you're not qualified.
I got a license.
Three, you're not knowledgeable. Four, you're not smart enough. Five, you don't even know the sport. Six, you'll be there late. Seven, hopefully you'd be clothed. I mean, you want me to continue?
I mean, well, if you're going to count me out, you got to count to 10. Because okay. otherwise, I'm getting back up like Fury, and I'll be there.
I got to be honest with you. That was one of the funnier things you've ever said. I stopped at 7. Didn't we stop at 8 for Fury? Or no, he was at 6.
He got up at 6.
He bounced up at 6. Yeah. So if I would have gone to my corner quick enough, you would have been counted out.
Well, another referee controversy. Did he really go down and start counting right away, or did he kind of lap around the ring and you gave Fury time to recover?
Again, I don't think it was a controversy because Wilder didn't go to a neutral corner quick enough.
Right.
It's what you have to do. You have to go to a neutral corner.
And when we were talking to Deontay, we should have. Win, never quit.
I think A, you need to get better internet, and B, I think what Deontay Wilder enjoyed of our chat was I didn't bring up the boxing.
It's true.
We talked about everything else, you know, which I thought was definitely pretty cool.
Hopefully, we can get him to make a wish. I think it'd be awesome with the Kevin Carter Foundation.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Send the invite.
I believe is April 16th. I'm looking forward to going. I will tweet you photos. I've had people come to the door and they're like, "Is Randy here? What are you using my name to try to sneak into an event for?"
That's what I use.
Yeah, it gets a great deal. Hey, next week we're going to have Joseph Newgarden on. He is your 2017 NTT IndyCar champ.
Nice.
Has the St. Pete Grand Prix or the Firestone Grand Prix or whatever it's called this week.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that.
And race fans, get ready.
And then, you know, you're on the clock. The Valspar is coming up.
Yeah.
I had an intern who got me some awesome liners.
You want liners from the golfers or from the musical entertainment?
Oh, you won't get close to Brad Paisley.
What do you mean? If Peyton Manning can get to him.
Yeah.
We're both pizza guys.
Okay.
What's Peyton do now? Owns right. Papa John's?
If you can get a Paisley, I will remove half of the cocoa.
What do you want from Paisley? You know, a guitar, a string? Like, what do you
a
mean
string?
I don't know. What do you want to bring? What kind of souvenir
before
you
before we run out of time, because we only have like 2 minutes left, Cain Velasquez returns. I kind of feel like the Gladiator movie. You know, when Gladiator goes out there or Spaniard goes out there and they bring the guy out and he goes, out of a long retirement, 72 years or whatever. That's what I feel with Cain Velasquez. He's been gone for, what, almost 3 years.
Yeah.
Can he still be as dominant?
Well, he's got to fight before they build the wall. Won't be able to get over here. That's not me. That's your boy. But,
all right.
But no, it's Phoenix on Sunday. How do you feel about fight on Sunday night? I mean,
it messed us up because we were going to go out.
It's a weird schedule, isn't it? I mean,
do you think that it's ESPN's way of getting back at the NBA All-Star game?
Maybe.
NBA All-Star games this weekend. Isn't the race this weekend too?
The Daytona 500.
The Daytona 222. The 500. Yeah. Yes, I was trying to be.
Yeah. That would have been, there was like two races.
So is that, well, there's races all weekend.
I don't know. I don't know why they moved it to Sunday night. I mean, it's a weird time slot.
I'm going to say that that's part of the reason.
Yeah.
You know, you're combating. And we talked about the UFC going to ESPN.
Sure.
And when you're watching things on ESPN, when you're watching, you know, whether it's the morning show or always on that streamer now.
Yeah.
Is all, and always down the right-hand side, Cain Velasquez, Ngannou. I think this is big. This is bigger than I thought. And I thought it was pretty big.
Sure. Yeah.
Not as big as Artem coming on this program and talking and getting me excited to return to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Yes, we're excited. All right, we got a lot coming up. It's gonna be really exciting.
So you're going to need to decide whether you're going to go early or go late or not go at all. I'm leaning towards not at all. You need to represent the Randy regime with Grossman and with Sean and Eric in Denver. And a lot of people are coming in for this.
I'm
leaving for it, but
that's what happens. I'll stay. I'll captain the team. I'll man the ship.
Well, you're not captaining it. You're just part of it. You're the Coco.
I'll steer the ship.
Well, then we're screwed.
Well, then I'll just be the anchor and I'll hold it down.
And as you always do.
I'll keep it where it is till you get back.
All right. Give me a prediction. Velasquez, Ngannou.
I'm going to go with Velasquez. I think he's come back with a fire. I think he's got something to prove.
Yeah, then what the heck? I'll go with Ngannou. Just for no other reason than why not. So a lot of stuff going on this weekend. If you want to get in touch with me, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
For 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, this has been Knockout Radio.